When South African breweries took over Miller from Philip Morris a few years ago, there were job cuts at Miller's headquarters, and the future of the relatively old plant in Milwaukee was thrown into doubt. But Miller has announced it will spend between $45 and $80 million over the next 5 years to upgrade its manufacturing facility. Miller President and CEO Norman Adami says he's looked at what's left of the now out-of-business Pabst, Schlitz, and Blatz brewing properties in Milwaukee.
And every time I pass one of those buildings, I become more determined than ever that we will not allow the heritage of this great company to end in that kind of tragedy.
Adami says part of the upgrade in Milwaukee will be to spend $6 million for additional training for many of its 650 brewery workers. The state of Wisconsin will help through a $250,000 training grant. The state will also provide more than $1 million in tax credits as the firm improves its facilities. Miller remains one of the top U.S. beer makers, but Governor Jim Doyle says they could use the help from the state.
I mean, even a company as big as Miller, to the extent that we can help with the training efforts and we can offer tax credits to help them with the expansion, this is a huge commitment Miller's making, I believe, in the $70 to $80 million range. And so, I think it's good for Wisconsin to be a partner with that.
Doyle's generosity to a Wisconsin firm came as he took another shot at the oil companies that are based outside of the state. ExxonMobil's latest near-record profits drew calls from Doyle for Congress to roll back tax breaks to the oil industry. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.